Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Is there a doctor in the house? We'll discuss. Plus, Paul Clark of CycloneReport.com will join us. The pick six coming your way as well. Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. From our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is Gym Class for a Friday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with you on this sunny Friday. Plenty to discuss. Paul Clark's going to join us coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about Iowa State football, Iowa State basketball with Paul from CycloneReport.com. Big Four Classic is upon us tomorrow. The final Big Four Classic will be the final get-togethers between Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drake. We will discuss that coming up here in just a little bit. And most of the panel will be together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll look forward to that coming up in just a little bit. How are you?
Probably better than you. I see you survived CPR after last night.
Yeah, you know, and I told myself, I told others, I'm not going to come up here and whine and complain. We'll just break it down like normal folk today about what happened last night.
Chargers Chiefs.
In Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We won't do a Rick Swan. I should have him come in here and tell Eastern Iowa what exactly he did to me today. And just let everybody know he's doing his smart FM duties here right now. We're going to see if we get Rick Swan in here because it was just, you know, this is the way my day should start as I, you know, first person I talk to when I come into the building here today.
Once you hear the story, you can't really blame Rick, but you were kind of flabbergasted.
We'll let Rick tell the story coming up here in just a moment or two. 319-366-1600. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. A frequent guest there.
Our caddy smack pal
is Rick Swan.
Let's go. Hey, look, it's sunny outside.
Yeah, hey.
Let's go.
I have golfed in a lot worse than this.
I have as well, but we could get around in this weekend.
That's right. We could do that. I know they'll be playing at St. Andrews coming up this weekend.
So you came into the office today, Rick, and greeted Scott with what?
Okay. Well, I know you're a huge Chiefs fan.
First person I, you know, run into at the building today.
And so, and I never do this, but I was very confident that you had I was very confident that you had won that game last night because I watched the first part. And it was 14-0, and I went, okay. So when Scott walked in, I just went, how much did you win by? And there was silence, and then grumbling. And then it turned out you didn't win it. And I felt horrible, and I apologize. But I just assumed you'd had.
Never assume.
I know.
In December and January with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I thought for sure you were going to say by 40.
You, as a Cincinnati Bengals fan, should know that.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yeah, yes.
Rick and I, between us, have had 70-plus years of just horrific, gut-punching NFL play.
We've seen this movie before.
Yes, we have.
So, anyway, I apologize again.
Yeah. I will see you on the golf course.
Scott's not giving you as many strokes.
He never does. Next week, I'll check the score.
Thank you. Rick learned a valuable lesson. Rick Swan from Smart FM, everybody, and Caddy Smack. 319-366-1600. No, it's not all about me today. In all fairness, I've said all year two things. Number one, you're waiting as a Chief fan for the shoe to drop. Started to drop with the Kareem Hunt video. Not that the Chiefs' running game was bad last night, but with the defense that the Chiefs have put out there all year, it was just a matter of time until the offense couldn't outscore people anymore. And that is the case. And I'm sick and tired of hot take after dumber hot take that it's everywhere from Pat Mahomes' fault. Does Patrick Mahomes play defense? Huh? That's about the stupidest thing ever. The Chiefs have a very bad defense. It was better when Eric Berry was in there, but he played very little after late in the second quarter. I'm not exactly sure why. Probably just he said going in he was on a pitch count last night, and he was on a pitch count last night. And Phillip Rivers, after the Chiefs couldn't get any pressure on him, just picked him apart.
As you know, the Chiefs' big problem, as you said, is defense allowed the second most points in the AFC. And that's going to be a problem going forward. I don't care how many touchdown passes Patrick Mahomes throws. I will ask you this. I know he doesn't play defense, but how much does the loss of Kareem Hunt affect the Chiefs?
Well, it
does.
The
guy can break one at any time.
It does, because he could break one at any time. Plus, you've got the Williamses coming in as relief. Now they're thrown into the spotlight at this situation. So you can't have them fresh out there when they come in a third down situation. But it comes down to the defense, and it comes down to just – and the reason the Philadelphia Eagles got rid of Andy Reid is because in December and January, when there were big games, he just goes into an offensive shell. There was hardly any movement, motion last night. I think there were two deep throws. One was on what they thought was a free play. He went into a shell. Mahomes never carried the ball last night, and you can just tell, here we go again, if you're a Chiefs fan out there. And now the Chiefs more than likely lose at Seattle next Monday, and the division is gone. Number 5 seed, hello, road playoff game. Hello, Pittsburgh or Houston, and they've got good defenses, and they're not. Chiefs aren't going to win.
319-366-1600. What do you think? That's our Hurtgen and Stocker Jeweler text line. In our phone line, Kyle Mann, our producer today, Cajun Troy weighing in.
The Chargers won without their top receiver and their top two running backs.
Good team.
Not saying they're not.
Cajun Troy, sorry, Scott, a tough loss. Tell Rick to check his phone every morning for scores.
I think the important thing is that Rick Swan learned a valuable lesson.
Troy also adds, Rivers is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. Hunt and Bell are big missing pieces for the Chiefs and Steelers.
Yeah. Well, Connor has stepped
in. Connor's been good, but he's hurt now, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. We'll get to that pick coming up later on.
Isn't Troy tired of texting?
We'll get to that coming up here in a moment. And the Chargers played well. The Chargers have a good team. Phillip Rivers is getting his dues, and fantastic.
I'm surprised the Chargers won for two.
No.
4 seconds left.
I told you. When the Chargers were driving down the field, I said, they're going to go for two. Looked at my poor wife and said, they're going to go for two and win this thing.
Did she cover her head during the games?
No. And I would have gone for two. Chiefs weren't going to stop them. Why not?
Wide open.
I could have completed that play. Terrible. If you're a Chiefs fan. If you're a Charger fan, Josh, Shane,
yeah.
Hats off to you out there because I think he won the division last night. And there'll be 8,000 screaming Charger fans at whatever they call that place and about 20,000 Patriot fans, and no one's going to happen. Cajun Troy is going to call. She's tired of texting. How you doing?
Hey, listen, Scott, hang in there. Listen, the Ravens going to go play the Chargers, and that's not a victory for the Chargers.
No.
The Ravens need this game just as much. They still can win the division because if they're tired, then the Chiefs wins it. So hang in there. And I agree with you, Duke. I think not having Hunt And as I checked, and also Bell for Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. See, those two, those are big parts because, you know, if you got to keep on passing, and Kareem Hunt, you know, that swing pass from the backfield, even though the, you know, guy did okay last night, but he was a big part of the offense. So, but you know what, this is, you know, this could be a good loss for the Chiefs because then going into these next two games into the playoffs, you know, they got that loss out of their system. So, just, you know, just it just happened. You know, those things, it, you know, that was just a, you know, a two-point conversion. Yeah, of course, I would have gone for it also. But, you know, keep that confidence in your team, okay? I think they're still going to win that division. So, you know, and Seattle is, you know, I mean, Seattle offense is not that great. And I think the Chiefs could still put points on their defense. So hang in there, okay?
Are you confident about your Saints, Troy?
No, but thank God I'm going to Lisbon, Portugal, so I'll miss the Pittsburgh game and the last Panthers game. So when I come back into the country, I just want to know, okay, do we have home field advantage all the way? Because if we don't, I mean, look at this. The two LA teams could have home field advantage all the way.
Yeah.
And those fans don't give a crap about football in LA, you know?
Well, the Rams fans, I think, are getting a little bit more. They've got a bigger fan base. There's about 7,000 or 8,000 Charger fans that come to StubHub every other week or whatever, and the rest are from the visitors.
Don't be these bandwagon fans, you know, because they're in the playoffs, so they figure they need to go cheer. So, but otherwise, it's still gonna be good. We gonna either have the Chiefs and the Saints, or the Bears and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So
you can check
the three of us. We're gonna all be cheering some kind of way. Okay?
You can check scores in Portugal too.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I want to ruin my vacation, okay?
Okay, all right.
Safe travels, Troy.
Okay, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
3:15, Cajun Troy, our favorite Southerner, joining us here on the program. 319-366-1600. And, yeah, it's not over, but I've seen this movie for four decades. Well, three, because fourth one in the 80s, the Chiefs were horrible. So three decades since Marty Ball.
On the text line, 7577, I feel like Scott has seen this Kansas City movie before.
Yes, I have.
Just a sequel in your mind, right?
They're all just sequels. They're all just endless action movies or superhero movies that you – or just UFCs, 228, Chiefs 229, Chiefs 230, Charlie Brown trying to kick the ball and Lucy taking it away. That's kind of the way I feel. All right. Very good. Well, that was very therapeutic today.
We're going to talk with Paul Clark of CycloneReport.com, I'm sure, about the Big Four Classic. That's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Are you going to miss the Big Four Classic? Simple yes or no. Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot. And behind Taco John's.
True. I'm going to miss it, but I'm also going to miss more playing these games. Like I said yesterday, I miss Iowa going to Drake. I miss Iowa going to the Knapp Center. I miss Iowa State going to the Knapp Center. I miss Iowa going to Vets Auditorium and playing. I miss Iowa and Iowa State heading up to the Unidome to play before the McLeod Center was there. Those were dates that people looked forward to in the non-conference.
Yeah.
And now it's Savannah State, Southern, people like that.
It is one chance for fans to see all four teams on one afternoon / evening. I like that aspect of it. But I'm with you. I would love to see Iowa and Iowa State schedule you and I and Drake on a regular basis, but it doesn't sound like that's going to happen, especially – with the expansion of the Big Ten schedule to 20 games. Yes, we could schedule you and I or Drake in exchange for Bryant or some of the other non-conference games that Iowa has coming up, but we'll see.
You and I and Drake are the two big losers in all this because it takes away one of their potential big non-conference dates.
Mm-hmm.
And those are precious and few right now if you were a mid-major or a low major. Well, not so much low major because you're looking for a check. But if you're a mid-major, you're kind of out on an island in the middle of the ocean right now looking for games. Take a break at 3:18. We'll ask Paul Clark that and other questions. We talk Cyclones with him when we return after this Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
You'll be rocking around the Christmas tree with great gear from Sibke Hoyt Jewelers because your jewelry purchase, which is already amazing in itself, now comes with fantastic Yeti gear. That's right. Now until New Year's Eve, your jewelry purchase comes with Yeti gear. It all starts with a purchase of $249. You get the Yeti stainless steel wine glass and tumbler. Then, with a purchase of $1,000 or more, you get the Yeti Hopper Flip 8 soft cooler. And with any purchase of $3,000 or more, you get the Tundra Hall Wheeled Cooler or a 50-inch Samsung TV. And of course, as always, at Sibke Hoyt, we have incredible pricing and great financing options as well. Diamond studs? You get the cooler. Engagement ring? You get the cooler. You get the idea. At Sibke Hoyt, we're all about everybody rocking around the Christmas tree. We're Sibke Hoyt Jewelers, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and rocks Christmas with great gear.
You've been honing your group of friends for a long time, selecting and keeping the ones who add flavor to life and leaving the rest behind. Quality over quantity, always. The same way Third Base has been refining our brews for the past 20 years. Maybe that's the reason good friends come back together at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in over the holidays. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back on the Gym Class, KGYM, for a Friday. We're going to make some picks. It's coming up in a little bit, the Eagles Hideaway pick six will come your way in about 20 minutes or so. And we got some pro games to pick. And if the college bowl season gets underway tomorrow in earnest. Looking forward to some of those bowl matchups tomorrow.
Yeah, four or five games, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have the New Orleans Bowl for you coming up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. That will be on all three frequencies coming your way on KGYM. Also coming your way tomorrow, the Big Four Classic. We got both of the games for you, either on the AM or the FM. Check out our upcoming schedule of games at KGYMradio.com. Paul Clark set to join us right now from Cyclone Report to talk about the Big Four and all things Cyclones with us here on this Friday. And Paul will ask you the poll question that we have out there today, and that says, will you miss the Big Four Classic?
I don't know that I'll miss the Big Four Classic necessarily, but I do hope that the great minds that run our four major institutions in the state can figure out a way to keep playing each other. How about that?
I would agree. And I also don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a case where the only way it's going to happen is if you and I and or Drake would decide to accept Iowa and Iowa State's terms, which are basically to just play in Ames and Iowa City and accept a guarantee check, you know, like Iowa and Iowa State do with some other non-conference opponents. So, I'm old enough to remember. Shoot, I'm old enough to remember when Drake was king of the hill. So it's kind of, it's interesting to think that maybe Drake and Iowa State won't play each other anymore. That's on this part of the state. That's probably the rivalry the game that I'll miss the most, and maybe in Eastern Iowa it leans more towards the UNI-Iowa game that people will miss the most.
He's dropping a Rick Wanamaker and Dolph Pulliam reference there, I think, if not Lewis Lloyd.
No, you're Dolph and Jeff Halliburton.
Yeah.
Willie McCarter, Willie Wise. I mean, we're talking in my uber youth. I mean, I'm a little kid at that point. But no, those are my earliest sports memories, in fact, was watching Drake basketball.
Maury John, that was a really good team.
Yeah.
Well, another team that's really good is Iowa State, despite the loss to Iowa without some players, Wigginton and Solomon Young. And they're scheduled back next week. I think, Paul, you can clear that up if you'd like. But would you agree this is really a team that with a high ceiling?
Yeah, it's a high ceiling. I mean, it's a high potential ceiling. I don't think we know where it is yet. We've seen mostly good basketball out of Iowa State so far. We know there are a couple of pretty good players still to come back. But I think it still remains up in the air, you know, how all the pieces mesh together. How does Steve Prohm allocate the minutes? How does he keep everybody happy? You know, Cameron Lard has been back now for a couple games and hasn't really been in sync at all. So, you know, how long does it take Wigginton and or Young to get into sync? How long does it take Lard to get into sync to where they're really contributing? So I think the ceiling, the potential is very high, but I also think there's a lot of work to be done, coaches and players alike, to make it work. But then we'll see, you know, when you add those four more guys back into the mix, does the team get, you know, that much better, or how does it all come together?
From the Iowa State perspective, Paul, looking back to the Iowa State game, first real road trip for the freshman, showed a little bit, but also I think it showed what Iowa State needs to work on. Obviously, interior defense. Is it going to get better with Young and Lard eventually in the future? But just it showed some things that Iowa State needs to work on, and I'm sure that was not lost on Steve Prohm.
Well, yeah, you would certainly think you come off a beating like that, you should have a pretty long list of things to address in practice, and you touched on them. Rebounding would also be a part of that, and you can chalk it up a little bit, of course, to personnel. You know, guys that Solomon Young's not playing, Cameron Lard is just still knocking the rust off, so forth and so on. But, you know, Iowa State's perimeter defense wasn't very good. Its defense on penetration wasn't very good. I don't think it did very many things well at all on the defensive end. And then on the offensive end, I thought Iowa State kind of – you score 84 points. You can't be too disappointed with that. But I thought it did fall back into some habits of settling for some jump shots. I thought there were a lot more opportunities to penetrate. I felt like Iowa State's guards didn't come anywhere close to taking advantage of maybe an edge they had in terms of dribble drive. So plenty to work on. You know, if you don't come back from a game like that and have a pretty full notepad of things to address, then you probably weren't paying attention.
Drake, off to 6-1 start, maybe the biggest surprise in the Missouri Valley Conference. What has Prohm had to say about the Bulldogs?
Well, you know, plenty of good stuff, obviously. I think that Drake's good start has certainly got Iowa State's attention. You know, Drake hasn't played the strongest of schedules by any means so far, but without, you know, one of their best players, they've still gotten off to a 6-1 start. So new head coach, you think, well, maybe rebuilding year, the Bulldogs aren't going to be very good, but I guess early on at least they're showing some signs of at least being able to compete in the Missouri Valley Conference. So Iowa State has said all the right things, you know, coaches and players alike. They certainly expect that Drake will be competitive on Saturday, and I think that's what fans should expect too. It's a neutral court. I don't know, I think there'll probably be more Iowa State fans than Drake fans there, but Drake will certainly be represented in terms of the crowd and the noise factor. So I would expect Drake will be competitive and hang with Iowa State throughout the day.
And then not too far after that, Big 12 competition will start. Kansas number one in the land right now. K-State has been very good early on for Coach Weber out there. Some people are saying that maybe the Big 12's down a little bit this year. I don't know. Oklahoma's off to a good start. your thoughts about it just from an outsider looking at the rest of the league.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to break from the company line a little bit. I don't think the Big 12 is going to be outstanding this year by any stretch. It's each of the just about everybody, maybe with the exception of Kansas, just about everybody has shown some cracks here during the non-conference, and so I think it's going to be a good league, but I don't think it's going to be a great league. I think a lot of Iowa State fans were saying, "Wow, the Big 12 is going to be so good. You know, if you just go 9-9 in the conference, you're probably going to make the tournament because the tournament teams are probably going to go 7 or 8 deep." But I don't think it's going to shake out that way. I think TCU has been a little bit underwhelming. Texas has been a little bit underwhelming. Kansas State, that you mentioned, they've managed to stay in the rankings, but I think they've been a little bit underwhelming. Texas Tech is really the other team besides Kansas that, in my opinion, has really impressed. And you mentioned Oklahoma as well being quite a bit better than people had expected. But I think Oklahoma is probably pretty close to being as good as they're going to be right now. And as we get into the Big 12 season, I'm not sure they're going to be a team that's going to be a factor all the way in. So I'm going to go with maybe the Big 12 not quite as good as Iowa State folks and Big 12 folks want it to be. But still a pretty good league and probably 5 or 6 teams in the tournament.
Paul, what was your reaction to the Iowa State football team's appointment to the Alamo Bowl and the opponent?
All good. I mean, that's a bowl game that Iowa State has wanted for a long, long time. And there have been a couple of years where it was right there and things didn't break its way. You know, 2001 comes to mind. It was really Iowa State versus Penn State was supposed to be the Alamo Bowl matchup. Penn State got upset by Virginia last game of the season. It was a makeup game from September. And so that knocked Penn State out, and it brought Iowa into the Alamo Bowl. And then the bowl said, well, we don't want Iowa and Iowa State. They just played on November 24th. And so they took Texas Tech instead out of the Big 12. So Iowa State has been really, really close to the Alamo Bowl a couple of times, and they really wanted to go. And so it's a sensational draw from the Cyclone perspective. Washington State's an exciting opponent, you know, high-powered offense. One of the best teams, obviously, out of the Pac-12. And the Cougars are about a 3-point favorite, I think, for the game. And to me, that sounds about right. I think it's probably going to be a one-score game either way. So it should be one of the better bowl games to watch.
The next step was the Alamo Bowl and the progression of what Matt Campbell is trying to do in Ames with the Iowa State program. And he's got that accomplished, certainly, and look forward to even bigger and better things as you look ahead to 2019 anyway. I think the bar is set pretty high with what Iowa State has coming back, not to overlook the Alamo Bowl coming up, but just to take a look at what possibly could lie ahead in 2019.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you can look at this season that we're just completed or almost completed right now and say this is exactly where Iowa State aspires to be, and this is where you want to be every year, because Texas and Oklahoma are both just mammoth college football programs. And I don't think if you're Iowa State or if you're anybody else in the Big 12, for that matter, you can't aspire to just simply be better than them if they've got it going. Now, what you want to do is you want to be the best of everybody else, and then take advantage when a Texas or an Oklahoma stumbles, when they go through a period where they're not as good. You want to be that very best team amongst everybody else. Then you're in a position to take advantage of Texas and or Oklahoma having a little bit of a misstep. So, you know, Iowa State finished third in the conference, tied with West Virginia. And of course, they won the head-to-head with West Virginia. So I think in a lot of ways, right, Iowa State right now is really where it wants to be. Now it has to stay there. You know, building something is hard, but you can make a case that sustaining is even harder. So can Matt Campbell sustain? Can they even get just a little bit better and really be in position to move up, move up into the number one or number two spot, move into the championship game if Texas or if Oklahoma were to happen to stumble?
Early signing period coming up, and it looks like Campbell has assembled a really nice class, perhaps a top 40 group. Is the running back out of Quincy, Illinois, the jewel?
Well, on paper he is. Certainly if you go by the recruiting rankings and ratings, Jarrell Brock is the young man you're talking about. And He's certainly right there in terms of the best guy that's going to sign with Iowa State as far as the experts go. You know, he put up some ridiculous numbers at Quincy. They're playing Illinois high school football, and so it'll be a question of how quickly he can translate that to Big 12 competition. You know, Breece Hall, the other running back that they're going to sign out of Wichita, Kansas, is right there with Brock, and you can find some people that say that Breece Hall is actually better, but Brock is the guy that was always the more highly rated of the two here over the last couple of years. So I think Iowa State is flirting with the idea, you know, of having a real 1-2 combo there at running back, but the guys that are already in the program are going to have something to say about that, you know, whether it's David Montgomery stays or goes. You've got guys like Sheldon Crony and Kane Nwangu and Johnny Lang, those guys that are already in the program, and I don't think they're going to just give the job to those freshmen coming in. So Iowa State should have a real good competition at running back.
And this is a countrywide effort, too. It looks like there's dots on the map from Florida, California, Texas, Ohio, and, of course, Iowa. I think I read that Campbell's looking at the JUCO ranks in California as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing we're starting to see some pretty definitive patterns in terms of Iowa State's recruiting. You mentioned, you know, some of the hot spots right there. We've also seen Iowa State get into Georgia a little bit more. They've really been making an effort in the state of Georgia. I think this staff, more so than the previous staff, more so than Coach Rhodes or Coach McCarney, they are going into some different areas where maybe they're not going to do the volume of guys, but they might look at you know, two or three guys. They've offered several guys in New Jersey just this past week, as a matter of fact. So they're getting into some other traditional areas. They're trying them out a little bit, I think. Someplace where maybe an assistant coach has a connection, someplace where they maybe can get in some doors that they couldn't get in otherwise. But Iowa State, Arizona is another place we should talk about. Iowa State's really been doing a lot of recruiting out there, but they've really, something that Iowa State's done, it's behind the scenes, it's kind of under the waterline that people don't notice. Iowa State has really expanded its recruiting staff, just in terms of the manpower and the woman power that works on recruiting on a day-to-day basis. People you've never heard of, people you never see. But compared to the Rhodes era or the Chizik era or the McCarney era, Campbell has a lot more resources to work with just in terms of the number of people that he has working on recruiting on a daily basis. That allows you, that affords you the opportunity maybe to test some different markets and see if you can make some inroads.
Your gut feeling, what's going to happen with David Montgomery and Hakeem Butler?
I don't know. I guess I'm prepare for the worst, hope for the best kind of guy. I've kind of been preparing myself for the fact that they would go. But I don't think it's a give. I don't think David Montgomery, I guess to my eyes, I don't know that David Montgomery is better now than he was a year ago. Injuries were a part of that. Wear and tear was a little bit of a part of that. But I don't know that he made great strides over the past year. So he might end up deciding, you know, it might be worth it to stay for my senior year and try to really make a big jump in terms of what I have to offer. Hakeem Butler, big play guy, obviously, and his physical tools are off the charts. Inconsistency is kind of the question mark with Hakeem Butler. So the good thing is they will get tons of feedback from people who know. They will get a lot of feedback from scouts, the NFL teams, their own coaches. So when they do have to make that decision, it should be a pretty informed decision and not just a guess. They're not going to be flipping a coin trying to decide whether to gamble or not. They should have a pretty good idea of where they are projected to be drafted before they ever have to make that decision.
Many reasons to look forward to the Alamo Bowl. One of them has to be just to be around Mike Leach news conferences. Isn't that right, Paul?
Well, I don't know. You know, he's very entertaining. The one thing is you guys have sat through a lot of news conferences, as I have. I kind of wish he would get to the point a little quicker. You know, I'm on the clock here, guys. You know, I think as a reporter, nothing annoys me worse than the person who uses 500 words to say what 50 would have covered. You know what I mean? So I enjoy a Mike Leach story, but I really wish he would get to the point a lot quicker.
Well, mention that to him when you see him down in San Antonio.
I'll bring that up. I'm sure he'll be taking suggestions.
Oh, well, it should be fun. I think it's going to be a great game. A lot of people around the country are got that circled on one of the top five games in the bowl season. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I know you'll have a lot of Cyclone Report. Paul, always appreciate talking with you. And safe travels down to San Antonio. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Paul Clark joining us here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Read his stuff online at Cyclone Report. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you. Panel will get together here in just a little bit as well. More of the Gym Class coming up on KGYM.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
This holiday season, give her something truly sweet. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals in fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like diamond stackable bands starting at $29.99 when you take 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/12 to 12/15. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Now's the time to prepare for winter driving with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $8.99 a gallon after $6 mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum freeze protection for your car's engine with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
3:41, back with you on the Friday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Coming up, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Rob Howe sitting in for Todd today with Alex. And they'll be on from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We've got high school basketball tonight. 107.5 FM will break away at 5:50, as it'll be the girls' game between Kennedy and Washington. We'll have the boys' game at 7:30 on both 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you tonight. South Gym, 106.3 FM, boys action in Iowa City. It'll be Liberty at City High for their first ever get-together. So looking forward to those games coming your way tonight. Jefferson and West Des Moines Valley tomorrow at 2:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way.
Should be good stuff. We were talking about the Big Four Classic earlier and with Paul Clark. Jake, on the Twitter feed to both of us, Scott.
Hello, Jake. Jake might get out and play this weekend, by
Jake's
the way.
Jake's a big golfer.
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him out there at all. Anyway, he says, the loss of the Big Four Classic is too bad, but a symptom of D1 college ball. Brutally difficult for good mid-majors to get any Power 5 games. Penalty for a loss is too great for those Power 5 teams. The good mid-majors need to make sure they play each other.
Yeah, and that's tough to do because monetarily it just doesn't work out, because you got to make your budget and you can't do it playing University of Dubuque. It's a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
UNI has had, I think, two home games so far, Bemidji State and the University of Dubuque. That kind of tells you everything you need to know about the plight of the mid majors right now.
6657 on the text line. I'm fine with them not playing. It will allow Iowa and Iowa State to go out and pick up another quote-unquote Power 5
ain't gonna happen
team. I know.
Ain't gonna happen. Maybe that was tongue-in-cheek a little bit. I don't know. We got the poll question out there at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Will you miss the Big Four Classic? Yes or no? We'll take a break, and speaking of Emil's, we'll come back and have the pick six for you, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway after this.
Get more with McGrath. Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Lindsay. Is this the sale you've got to shop at the McGrath Used Car Campus?
Yes, as in Y-E-S.
Year-end savings, a once-a-year happening in beautiful Hiawatha.
Don't miss over 100 vehicles priced under $10,000.
If you're shopping all-wheel drive and 4x4 weather-ready SUVs and trucks,
get ready for winter driving with McGrath.
Shop Sierras, F-150s, Silverados as low as $11,999.
Shop over 600 SUVs at McGrathAuto.com for $49.99.
Over 100 vehicles under $10,000.
Payments as low as $99 a month? Yes, at McGrath Used Car Campus.
Year-end savings while they last in beautiful Hiawatha.
If your credit is naughty or nice,
no one works harder to help. Year-end savings so big, even Santa's shopping.
And he only drives once a year.
The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere, I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on, McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Ho, ho, ho! Get more with McGrath!
The holiday season is sparkling, and so can your gifts. Find something beautiful at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Is she driving you crazy planning this wedding? Tell her about the Z102.9 Wedding Show, Sunday, January 13th at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. She can talk to vendors and watch a fashion show. It's free. Find out where to get a registration card and other stuff at KGYMRadio.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM at 3:45, and Mark said during the break today he's looking forward to North Dakota State, South Dakota State coming up tonight with a lame duck coach, Chris Kleiman.
Mm-hmm.
Jake will be rooting for South Dakota State. Saw a picture of him with his Jackrabbit shirt on earlier today. So that's a biggie.
Well, I can watch while I listen to your game, right?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Right. I appreciate that. As we'll have Kennedy and Wash doubleheader action coming your way tonight. That will get underway at 550, 107.5 for the girls' game, 1600 AM, 107.5 for the boys' game, 106.3 FM tonight at 7:30, City High hosting Liberty in boys' basketball action. So we'll have that coming your way tonight here on KGYM. Panel is coming together as we speak. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up here momentarily for you as I have to be the grand poobah. I'm the master of ceremonies today.
Sergeant at arms, so to speak.
I am sergeant at arms. I am second in charge. The second banana, whatever the case may be, that's me. That's me, because Todd is out today. So we welcome you to the Emil's Hideaway pick six, where I won last week with a 5-1 record, correct, Mark?
You did indeed. Pay attention. A chance for you to win. Excuse me. $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway should you get attached to one of the following pickers.
I'm feeling confident because I had the Cuban sandwich today at Emil's Hideaway.
Did you?
So
nice.
My brain is working
dandy.
Well, and I'm ready to go.
That's a good one.
Did Dave make it? Dave did not make it.
No. That's Nathan's recipe.
Ah, very good. Very good. All right, we have six dandies from the National Football League. None of them include the Kansas City Chiefs, thankfully. And we will start with game one with me, because I was a big winner last week. The Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers from Santa Clara. The 49ers are a 5.5-point underdog in this one. Love George Kittle. Vote him to the Pro Bowl, everybody. The rest of the Niners, they aren't very good, and Seattle's starting to play good football, and they smell the playoffs, and they smell Kansas City coming next week. Give me the Seahawks.
Dave and I were talking off the air. You know, you go into this, and you peg, okay, I'm going to take this team, that team. And I originally pegged Seattle, but I think I'm going to go with San Francisco at home with the points. No, they're not very good, but I think Seattle might be in a kind of an in-between game here.
Don't
so
stay, don't stay looking ahead to the Chiefs.
San Francisco.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, hello. Just to let everybody know, my cat showed up back at the house today, so that's all good. Thank you very much.
Taco!
San Francisco is terrible. It's nice to see George Kittle doing so well, but if your offense is being carried like that by your tight end, that's a bad sign. Seattle's defense is also playing better than I expected, so give me Seattle here.
Bell was happy, right?
Bell was actually the one who found him.
Nice.
And that's totally true. She found him outside a window.
Todd is going to go with the San Francisco 49ers in the ball game. Alex, you're very confident, you said.
I don't know how Seattle does this. They're not all that good, yet they find ways to win games. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, no matter how much people doubt them, they find ways to win games. But they don't usually cover spreads. They are...
You haven't heard from Dave yet. Okay?
I know. I'm sure he's going to tell me otherwise. But they are just, they play it close, they make the play that they need to, and they win by a field goal. Give me San Francisco.
All right. Now we hear from
Dave. The truth, Dave Alex.
The truth.
These clubs met 2 weeks ago, and Seattle won 43-16. But the Niners have not mailed it in, and they have continued to play hard. The Seahawks have been outgained in 5 of their last 6 games. And I think you get a solid effort here from the underdog with that loss still fresh in their minds. Give me San Francisco.
All right.
You know how people used to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals devil magic? That has transferred to Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Carroll is just one step ahead of everything for about the last 2 decades. Anywho, New England at Pittsburgh was off the board, but now Pittsburgh is a 2.5-point underdog at home in Pittsburgh, Mark.
Yeah, New England doesn't play real well on the road, i.e. last week in that miracle in Miami, but I think the Patriots will rebound here. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are an internal mess, so give me New England.
Kyle.
Yeah, I think Alex will have a little bit more numbers to back this up, but New England just has Pittsburgh's number. Pittsburgh needs all the firepower that they can to even keep up, but they don't have Le'Veon Bell. They don't even have James Conner. I'm going to take New England here.
Todd will take the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The number is Tom Brady is 11-2 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. As somebody pointed out today, a national talk show host pointed out today.
Yeah, the same guy
rivalry,
said Patrick Mahomes was the guy that blew it for the Chiefs
true,
last night.
But he made the point that this rivalry is no different than the rivalry between a shark and a seal. Yes, the seal escapes sometimes, but it never really wins the fight. Give me the Patriots.
Dave.
New England is 10-0 against the spread in their last 10 games after playing on Sunday night. Pittsburgh is 1-9 against the spread after playing Oakland. New England will take away Antonio Brown and bounce back better than the Steelers, who've lost their last 3 in a row. Give me the Patriots.
Pittsburgh is stinging after the loss to the Oakland Raiders last week. New England is not great on the road. I am going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And getting 2.5 at home. Game 3, everyone glued to their television set Sunday for the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills from beautiful Orchard Park, New York. Kyle, you have first say on this. Buffalo is a 2.5-point favorite at home.
I wish that the Bills were relevant enough around here for me to do an entire sports view on how much of a disservice they're doing to LeSean McCoy. They should have traded him. Because that team is terrible. They have nothing good going for them. Josh Allen's running too much. And Detroit is one of the best defenses against running quarterbacks this season. And they've faced a lot of good ones. So give me Detroit here. Buffalo has nothing going.
Todd,
okay, Dave.
Todd picks Buffalo. Alex.
Can I just take the loss here or take a draw or a tie or something?
No ties.
Do I have to pick? I'll take Detroit.
Going to take Detroit. All right, Dave, what do you think?
Buffalo has lost the last 2 games they should have won. The Bills allow the fewest yards per game in the league. The Bills are a team on the rise. Give me Buffalo.
All right. I'm with Dave for a lot of that thinking, but also due to the fact that Detroit is outdoors and it's not going to be beautiful in Buffalo. I'm just chancing it there. I will take the Bills, Mark.
And you and Dave, I trust, give me Buffalo.
Game number four pits the Dallas Cowboys indoors in Indy at Lucas Oil, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Todd's got the first pick of this one, and he is going to go with those Cowboys.
These two teams are sneakily playing very good football. Amari Cooper has been outstanding for the Cowboys, and Andrew Luck is playing well. I think the Indianapolis Colts keep this train moving.
Going to take Indy. Dave.
The Cowboys beat New Orleans 2 weeks ago, and that is their only win against a team with a winning record. That's why Vegas has the Colts as the favorite, and they are at home. Give me Indy.
Like an Indy in this one. With all the Dallas love over the past week, by the way, if anyone noticed, Dallas only won that game because Philadelphia missed an extra point and the Cowboys kicked a 62-yard field goal. Indianapolis will win this game. Mark.
I think so, too. I think Dallas is due for a letdown, and the fact that they haven't beat but one winning team is pretty convincing. Take Indianapolis.
Kyle.
Alex is right. These are two teams I think they've improved the most from years beginning to now. But with that said, I think Dallas's pass defense is a lot better than I expected it to be. So they're going to keep Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton in check. They're going to control the ball with Zeke. Give me Dallas here.
Game number five. It was a Super Bowl at Rice Stadium once, by the way. Miami, that was Google it, everybody. Google it, you guys. Miami at Minnesota, and the Vikings at home are an 8-point favorite in this one, Alex.
I don't like what I've seen from Minnesota the past couple weeks, so I'm going to say that Miami keeps it close.
All right. Dave.
Miami should be able to run the ball against the 30th best rushing defense, and the Dolphins' defense should have an easier time than it did against New England. The game is indoors at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'll take Miami in the points.
Is Miami going to have
It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
Don't jump ahead.
I'm asking.
He just had a question.
You have a question,
no,
sir?
No, it's not relevant to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I can't figure out the Minnesota Vikings this year, and I really can't figure out the Miami Dolphins this year. Bobby says don't take the Dolphins. So... I'll take the Vikings then. This is my game, like Detroit Buffalo is for Alex. I have no idea.
I wonder if Miami will have a letdown after the miracle last week. Playing indoors is going to help going in the Midwest, and I do think Miami can run the football. This spread, though, is just begging you to take Miami, right? So I'll bite. Give me Miami.
I'm shocked by Dave's number that the Vikings are so bad against the run. I did not know that, but that defense is still good.
He's just trying to throw you off, Kyle.
A couple things in play here. I think Mark's right. The Dolphins are liable for a letdown after the miracle in Miami. And meanwhile, Minnesota's hitting the reset button. They've got a new offensive coordinator now. If they go run first and then Diggs and Thielen after that, I think they're gonna be as good as I expected them to be. So give me Minnesota here.
All right, final game and our tiebreaker. It's Green Bay at Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears.
Who'd Todd pick?
We'll get to that. Oh, I'm sorry. Minnesota, I'm sorry. And I thought you meant for this one. He took Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota. He took the Vikings. Green Bay at Chicago. Bears, 6.5-point favorite. We also need the total points in the Bear-Packer game. Dave.
Well, Chicago had a 20-0 lead in the first game, week one, and had knocked Aaron Rodgers out of the game in the second quarter. Rodgers returned and led the Pack to a 24-23 win in the fourth quarter, trailing by 17 points. Chicago is 6-1 against the spread at home. Give me the Bears.
The Bears.
And 45 for points.
45. Well, okay. Well, Todd is taking 45.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
So give me 43.
43. Very good. I got all the confidence in the Chicago Bear defense. I don't have all the confidence in the Chicago Bear offense. I think the Bears win, but I think the Packers keep it within 6.5. So Does that satisfy you, Mark? I will take Green
Bay.
Sure
does.
Okay, very good. And I'm going to go with 28. I don't know how it gets there. But
I like the Bears in this game, the revenge factor, the chance to win a division and wrap up some things. But I don't like the spread at all. I think 6.5 is too many. I'll take the Bears and Green Bay for the sake of the picks. Give me 40 points.
Pretty much everything I was going to say has been said. Chicago's the better team. Chicago will win, but it's too many points. Give me Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay to keep it close. And give me, this is the first time I'm ever going to do this, 1 point.
One, attaboy. Todd takes the Packers. His Packers and 45. Alex.
I'll take the Bears and 52.
A lot of analysis right there to wrap things up here. We need six contestants to hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your prognosticator is the top gun this week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. It is that simple. 319-366-1600.
Or you can guess how many sandwiches Dave has made in his life.
There you go. Either one.
You don't even know, do you?
A lot of sandwiches. 319-366-1600. I'll talk to you tonight out at Washington. Stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fast